Smith Sabatino here, Roland Smith with Carl Sabatino. Carl, let's continue our discussion from the last segment where I was telling the story of how I happened to be able to have a conversation with Pope John Paul II.
Please.
For some of our listeners who don't know, I'm a former anchor, television anchor in New York for many, many, many years. One of my beats was the Catholic Church and the Vatican. So when popes died, I went there to cover it. When cardinals were given their red hat, I went there to cover it. So I had some experience in knowing the workings of the Vatican. At one point through the years, I had met a gentleman who was a Polish national, born and raised in Krakow. And he was telling me at this exchange here in the United States that one of his good friends was now Pope. That would be Pope John Paul II.
That's correct.
Whose name was Karol Wojtyła.
Yes.
My friend's name was also another Karol, but I'm not going to mention it because I don't think it's appropriate here at the moment.
I agree.
So, I told him I was going to Rome to cover one of the New York archbishops getting his red hat. And he said to me, well, anything I can do to help you, I'd be delighted. I said, well, would you ask your friend if I could have an interview with him?
I would have asked the same thing.
I was being more facetious than not. But he said, I'll ask him. So about a week or 2 weeks later, he calls me on the phone. He said, I talked to the Pope, and he said he'd be delighted to talk to you. He said, I told him a little bit about you, and, you know, you're not going to sandbag him and all that sort of stuff. And I said, well, thanks. That's great. So I told my people at the network, and they said, oh, come on. You know, nobody believed me. Well, eventually we got it around so that they did believe me, and we had planned for that conversation. But before I got to Rome, my friend calls me and says, there's a problem with the Curia. The Curia does not, they got word that you are going to interview the Pope. They don't want His Holiness to be interviewed by anybody because it can open up, they called it a whole can of worms, and other people would want to be interviewed, and the church might be in a not good position. Well, I said, okay, whatever works. He said, however, they're leaving it up to the Secretary of State of the Vatican, Cardinal Cacciaroli.
Yes, and a very smart man, I might add. Had the pleasure of meeting him.
Cardinal Cacciaroli realized that my friend and the Pope wanted to do this if they could.
Mm-hmm.
So Cacciaroli says to the Curia, this is what I'm told. Mr. Smith from New York will not interview this Holiness. The Curia, you are right. We're not going to do that. However, His Holiness will engage Mr. Smith in conversation, and his cameras can be there. And that's how it all happened.
That's extraordinary. That's extraordinary.
Isn't that interesting?
I think that's remarkable in every way. Do you still have, did you get a copy of that?
I have somewhere in your archives? I have pictures. I don't have anything of an audio nature or a video nature.
Just curious.
It was a long time ago.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
You
but
know, we weren't saving things like we could do today on the Internet.
Correct. You know, it's amazing. And for those people who are listening to our broadcast, that is one of the more amazing things that rarely, if ever, and has not happened since that I know of, and I don't believe it has happened. In fact, I'm sure it has not. Or before, that was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for a conversation with the Pope.
And Carl, it was a very innocuous conversation. I mean, it was very gentle. It wasn't anything probing. It really wasn't like an interview. It was a conversation.
Sure.
You know, but it didn't matter.
Didn't matter.
It still happened.
No, it didn't. That's fascinating. It really is. I can only say that once I was going to do the president of Argentina, and I can't even remember.
Allende?
Yeah, but I think it was Allende. I can't remember. I must admit. And I was thinking about this as you were talking, and you want to talk about a bureaucratic layer of people you have to go through to get an interview. It was the most amazing thing I've ever done in my life. I still have the paper flow. It's a box of paper that went back and forth and back and forth. And these are the days when we had the fax machines. There was no internet, okay? Mm-hmm. And this paper, it was a ton of paper. I literally signed my life away. I never got the interview either. But I won it for World Television, as a matter of fact. This goes back 1989, I believe it was Allende. It must have been him at that point. I cannot remember now. And there was a reason why, and I can't remember why I was going, because we were covering the World Basketball Championships that were in Buenos Aires that year. Okay. That's how it started. World Television, my network at the time, was one of the few networks that was covering basketball, which was beginning to take on steam around the world, if you remember at the time. And that's where the World Basketball Championships were going to take place that year in Buenos Aires. And I figured, while I'm there, why not do an interview? Were they going to say no? Well, they didn't say no for 9 months. And back and forth and back and forth. It was unbelievable. I can imagine what the Pope was going through. And curiously enough, today's Pope kind of did most of his work in Argentina.
Well, through the years, we all try to get interviews with various personages, yep, because it enhances the story that we're trying to tell. One of my big failures, was Lee Iacocca. We were doing the bicentennial of the United States and the restoration of the Statue of Liberty.
And Ellis Island.
On Ellis Island.
Yes.
And I had done a documentary on that restoration from the time it started when they putting up the scaffolding.
Right.
You know, I spent a lot of time and had the opportunity to literally crawl all over that great lady out in our heart in New York Harbor. Lee Iacocca was the head of one of the
funding committees. That's correct.
And he agreed to three interviews. First one he canceled, second one he canceled, third one he canceled. It was during the celebration that I was out there on Ellis Island when we were preparing for the actual video and the televising of the dedication. I saw him get on an elevator, so I rushed on the elevator with him. And on there was Dan Rather and a couple of other people. And I said, Mr. Iacocca, you have agreed to and turned me down three times. You agreed to it first, and then you canceled the interview. Why don't you come up and talk to me right now? And he looks over at Rather, and Rather says, I think you better do it, Lee. He says, no, I haven't got time. And that was it. But yep, that was one of my big failures.
Oh, I've had them. George Steinbrenner was one of mine. I try to get Steinbrenner because I'm a big Yankee fan. And I was doing a story. This goes back to the mid-'80s. And I was working at World Television, where I became, as you know, head of World Television some years later. And I wanted him for an interview. Oh, did I want him for an interview. I had things I wanted to say about the New York Yankees. And I was in Tampa, and he was in Tampa. And I got this close, microphone across the table at a restaurant. They have a restaurant in the box areas.
No.
He would not, as he said, can't do it right now, Sabatino. Go away, go away, go away. That was the one interview that I missed. I've always wanted to interview that man. By the way, when you got him going, he was a wonderful interview.
Yeah, I had a couple of conversations with him, but it was always at a golf tournament.
Yeah.
One time I was in a foursome in front of him, and his playing partner was Dinah Shore.
Really?
Yeah, it was one of these, you know,
she was
celebrity
an
golf tournament.
She was and I say this to them because you have to put it in context of the time.
Yeah.
In the context of the time, she was an avid golfer.
Oh, yeah. And a good one, by the way.
And a very good, and a big proponent of women's sports, yeah, which most people don't know, okay? She really was.
But anyway, it was just, it was standing in we're all waiting on the tee box because somebody on the fairway was slow.
Playing through is the...
you couldn't play through. It was a celebrity thing, you know, yeah, celebrity pro-am thing, one of those things. Right. And a lot of fun. But I had a couple of nice conversations with him. And I was never a Yankee fan.
No.
Because
say what? Say
I,
what?
I was, I'm sorry. I grew up being a Dodger fan in the 50s, and every year the Yankees swamped us. And so I have never been able to forgive
19,
totally 19, the Yankee organization.
I have to say this for the record, ladies and gentlemen. 1955, I lost all my marbles. And Ronald would believe I still haven't gotten them back. I bet my cousin, who was a Dodger fan, and in 55, they beat the Yankees.
Right, yep.
And
one time.
Yes. Well, those marbles went out the door, and I never saw them again.
Yeah.
Because I was a big marble collector. And I had what they call the can. You always had
Can.
I had the can. It was a coffee can.
People don't, youngsters today don't have no idea what we used to do in the old days.
Oh, we're young men at heart. We're going to carry on here. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith as we move along. It is America Weekend on the Envision Radio Networks. Please stay with us. We will be back.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.